Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Flav, it's cold. It's the discontent, the winter of discontent. We're getting there. It's chilly because we have no food, football food, Premier League and Championship League football to eat on, to feast on. We're left with international football played in front of no crowds at all.
That's right. Christ. You'd rather
sing.
You would have.
Flav's back, first of all.
Yes.
Stop right that. The dream team is back.
Yes.
Bit of flames. Adam on the ones and twos. Welcome back, everyone. Because I tell you what, this probably won't get many views, this one, because it's international break.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's not a lot to talk about. But, Flav,
yeah,
we found some good stuff in here.
I bet you love drama at school.
Drama? I did drama. A-levels and GCSEs.
Did you?
Yeah.
You stink of a drama student.
Well,
and you kind of fallen into this job, but you really want to be on stage somewhere.
I think I've got something to offer, is what I'm saying. Welcome to One for the Weekend. Lots to talk about, actually, believe it or not. We can talk about England, Croatia, briefly. Talk about the England newbies, just run through that. Republic of Ireland, Harry Arter's gone back to the Republic of Ireland squad. Some transfer news, talk about Aaron Ramsey and what's going to happen with him in January, which I think is quite an interesting one.
Yeah.
Room 69, a new twist on football trivia, and I've got a new little bit at the end. But first of all, let's look at the comments from last week, because people missed you, Flav. Did you miss being on the podcast? You were in excruciating pain, weren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't really missing anything, really, apart from happiness.
Yeah.
I had a hernia operation. Which they say to you, keyhole. And the way doctors talk is like, it's all right, we'll just do keyhole.
Yeah.
We're just gonna, it's not a big deal. They don't say it, but that's the energy they were giving off.
Right.
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we'll just make a little incision here, and a couple at the side, and then just take an hour.
Really?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I'm calm. I'm relaxed.
Did they use the phrase, you'll be back on your feet in no time?
No. No, they didn't. They said...
Unless they say that, then.
I woke up in agony. And for the 2 days after it, it was horrible.
I was on the phone to you on Friday briefly.
Yeah.
And I've never heard you talk like that. You were fucked off.
Oh yeah, I was
pissed off.
Yeah.
He was like, I could tell you kind of like it's hurting to talk here.
Yeah, yeah, I hated it.
Get me off the phone.
I hated it. The one other thing before we go and talk about football.
Of course.
When you have an operation, you go under general anaesthetic. It's common not for it to be easy to have a wee. And there was a what do you call it? Like a.
Because you're drowsy, you get pissed away from
it. Well, yeah. A hernia operation, they fuck about with your bladder, don't they? Move the bladder out of the way and whatnot.
Right.
So the bladder's like, you're going to fuck with me like this, I'm not going to let you piss for a bit. And so general anaesthetic as well. Anyway, there was like four or five men, and the head nurse said to us, no one's out getting out of here unless you have a wee. If you don't wee.
Fuck off, love.
You stay. No, it's true. They have to. The league.
Oh, right, okay, right. I thought it was just her little game.
No. It's important that you can start pissing. Otherwise,
right.
They have to put a catheter in.
Okay.
Which just goes up your fucking... Up your... And into your bladder so you can release the wee. And anyway, I had
football
to...
Football podcast.
I had to 5 o'clock to have a wee. They love this.
Yeah. Did you want to wee? You couldn't.
I couldn't. I wanted to wee. It was at the end of my winky, which wouldn't come out. And the only way I got to do it was squeeze out a tiny little bit while sitting down. I went out and I was cheering. And the nurse said, yes, you get to go home. I don't have to put a catheter in your penis.
I'm pleased it's an international break, actually, because it allows us to... We wouldn't have spoken about this.
Right. People that are still watching this love that.
Yeah, they love that
story.
just to say, if you're new to the podcast, this is the best podcast that you've never heard of. So subscribe to the channel.
Listen to the audio.
And listen to the audio. Now. Indeed. Oh, are we going to reveal that now?
Yeah, do it right now.
Let's do it. The One for the Weekend podcast is...
actually a podcast.
It's actually a podcast again. So you can go and check that out and enjoy all the previous podcasts of Year Gone By.
Yeah.
Go there and you can help us get this podcast out to more people by subscribing to it, by giving it a 5-star rating and leaving a review. You can read out some reviews on the video podcast.
Yeah. We'll read the reviews out. Any good ones. But listen. James skirted around something. There is an algorithm that exists on iTunes, right? And the way we trick that algorithm is by getting people en masse at a similar sort of time over a day or two to rate it 5 stars, give us a review, and hit subscribe on iTunes. You do those things, this podcast that no one knows about will be known for a bit.
Yeah.
So do us a favour.
And for a final thing before we really get into it, and I promise we will. People haven't been checking in like they used to.
I've been a couple of
hardcore just checker inners.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I've been a bit concerned. Like maybe everyone's ain't all right.
Yeah.
So to just check in, let us know that you're okay, because you're.
Do you know what I like? Actually, I was thinking about it. I want the comments to be a chat room.
Yeah.
And like actually a chat room. I don't talk to us about football. Keep football out of football.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, tell us about what's happening in your life. Like someone was like said, oh look, 2 weeks in at uni.
Yeah.
And all's going well. And I was like, brilliant, mate. Made any friends. I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
All right, so get in the comments.
In the comments, but also give up, like, we can talk about their...
We can talk about anything, mate. Yeah. Darryl Scott said last week, hashtag bring back Flav. HHHH said, no, where's Flav?
Yeah.
Noisy said, way too much positivity on this week's show. Not for me.
Not
because
me.
Of Flav. Yeah. Khan Bai said, Bull Street sucks. Sorry, I don't know how that's got in there.
What?
Forget it. Right, international weekend. Let's briefly talk about England versus Croatia, which is going to be played behind doors.
Doors? Closed or open?
In a way, it'll be played behind doors.
Yeah, true. So, weird game. Obviously, Croatia have been naughty. That's probably something about racism. I don't really know. I'm sure it is. And, they have to play the game against England. Why are we getting punished? Let our fans in. Let the Croatian fans in.
You were saying to me the fans, so some of the fans who are like, that's their thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, so QPR, we've got a guy, an incredible commentator, journalist throughout my entire time as a QPR fan, Tony Incenzo.
Yeah,
but his thing is that he's gone to every home game. And it's a lot.
Why is that voice?
It's a bit...
what?
Nerdy.
Right. Well, every QPR home game ever.
I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be saying this, but like... I don't know if it defines you, and for some England fans, that's their thing, isn't it?
But what I'm
so there's England fans going to.
Why are we being punished?
Because
we shouldn't be behind closed doors.
Are we being punished?
We should have 3,000 English fans in there.
Right, but I guess we are really being punished.
Well, we are. We're having to play.
Who's we?
The English fans.
Right.
Not me.
Yeah.
I mean, I am a fan. I wouldn't go there.
But for those England fans who go to, like, every single game and that's their thing, it's devastating.
What do you think of those England fans are still travelling even though they can't get in?
It's clearly your thing, isn't it?
There's one guy who's missed one game in 8 years, which is the third place playoff, which means nothing. So he's really missed no games.
Well, that's a bigger game than a lot of England games.
I think it's probably that he'd done the whole World Cup and he's probably
had enough.
Yeah, he had enough. Spent a lot of money.
Right. I bet he was a bit aggy because everyone got on board with England and he'd been there when we were shit.
And
it's like that. And I bet there's like Man City fans and Fulham fans, people like that, who are like, I was here when like no one gave a shit.
Yeah. Well, definitely Carlisle and Leeds fans. But what
they love it, don't they?
He said, what a story it'll be when I, you know, look back and say, I went to Croatia when we weren't allowed in the stadium and I found a hill.
They're going
to
watch it on a hill.
He said he's going to scout it out. It's a very expensive scouting mission.
I do like that about old school grounds where there's a spot,
a mound.
Yeah, I like that.
They originally thought it was going to be played in the National Stadium, right? But because it's behind closed doors, it's played at this really remote kind of area. Not that remote, but it's like, that's about £180 taxi to get there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So to watch it on a hill?
Yeah.
That's a bit like Murray Mount, isn't it? Wimbledon. There's a few newbies. This is a bit of a shitter for England players who are like hoping to make their debut. They've been dreaming about playing for England their entire lives.
Yeah.
And then they're going to play in front of like four people. That's going to be crap, isn't it? Just run through them quickly. A few newbies. Well, not a newbie, but Ross Barkley's back in the squad.
Good.
Which is good to see, because I think he's one of those where... think we all know he's got something. He's got that potential to be a really, really strong player, and he's at a club where he should be able to develop and thrive now.
Absolutely.
If he can get the games, and he's starting to do that.
Certainly, he's thriving under Sarri, and under a great manager there, and the confidence is back in him, and England should be able to benefit from that. My prediction is that he will be pretty average.
Oh, really? Yeah. What, long term?
I just think he's thriving under an environment that suits him.
And he's not even totally starting every single game, is he, for Chelsea? Yeah. Nathaniel Chalobah, again, he's been in the squads before, but he's not actually got a cap yet, so he's back in the squad. James Maddison, 8 games, 3 goals, 2 assists. A lot of people like him. Ad, what do you think?
I think he's amazing.
Do you?
Yeah. I think a jump up from the Championship has seemed like nothing to him, hasn't he? He's just come in. Great signing by Leicester, and it's great to see these young players in the England side.
He's confident, he's got that sort of Dele Alli, Adam in the office swag that you need to deal with, being around elite people.
Or
like
he's
us.
A bit of a shagger.
Do you think? He's on it?
Definitely.
There's a lot of stories from people.
Speak up, Adam.
There's a lot of people in Norwich who came across him. There's a lot of stories of him being an absolute knob.
Really?
Jack Reeve told me that as well.
Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Jack Reeve in it? Dob him in, you snitch.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Jack Reeve.
Love Jack Reeve.
Yeah, I love Jack Reeve. He's got these stinks of a shagger, hasn't he? flinging his sausage up any alleyway you can find.
Yes, lovely. I think what I like about James Maddison is he's actually playing games in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Like, he's played 8 games. Yeah. There's something like Mason Mount, who I saw last week. A lot of people were excited about him. Fine. Didn't do anything against Queen's Park Rangers because we were up for the fight.
You
got a well-earned point.
He's cleaning up, though, isn't he? He's head and shoulders above the Championship.
He's still in a child's body. He's still quite small.
Yeah.
I think him being in a Championship is going to be good for him. But you can see he's got that quality and that good touch.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems crazy that he's already in the England squad, but I think they're going on pedigree and potential rather than actual kind of game time.
Yeah.
Jadon Sancho is the one everyone's talking about. Gone to Borussia Dortmund. I was listening to a podcast this morning, and they were talking about him and saying how he's not actually started many games. But he's got like 5 or 6 assists from off the bench. He's got an assist every 37 minutes.
Yeah, but Dortmund have started on fire. So
and he's playing the Champions League games. So that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see him play, actually. But again, like, not playing in a proper stadium, that takes away a little bit of it for me.
All right.
Last one, Harry Winks. Just want to get your opinion on that. Back in the England squad.
Yeah.
How good is he? Because I watched that Barcelona game. And I was kind of looking, I was like, right, here we go, Harry, come on. And who's the guy for Barcelona? Is it Arthur? It's Arthur, but you say Arthur, yeah. He kind of just made, he was a similar kind of player, just made Winks look really, really average, in my opinion, by comparison. Am I being harsh on him?
No, you're not. Arthur is an infinitely better player. And that's why he's playing for Barcelona and not Spurs.
But we're hoping Winks is going to be someone special, aren't we?
Just to go back to that point briefly, when you're passing to players that are not going to lose the ball, you are going to look amazing. But when you Sissoko come on the bench and you give it to him, 9 times out of 10 he's going to lose it. it makes you look lesser player.
Yeah.
I think Harry Winks is going to be. I still have high hopes for him. If you're expecting him to come in and carve defences open, that's not the player he is.
Right.
He's
a bit like Tom Carroll.
No. No, it's not like that. Tom Carroll's recycling ball very quickly, passing, sweet, nice little, tidy player, but again, didn't really ever destroy
cut
a team.
Yeah.
Winks is different. He's more like Dembele in his impact on the side. So he'll get the ball, he'll find space where he shouldn't, he'll be able to turn a kind of low percentage attack into a high percentage one by getting the ball and taking 3 or 4 players out of the ball like that, out of the game like that.
Okay.
So he finds space and bursts into it and then lays it off. He's never going to get assists or goals. It's not his style of play.
Right. He's the pass before the pass, is he?
Exactly. He's like the Luka Modric of, when Luka Modric
the Premier League
was 8.
Right. When he was 8.
Yeah.
Right.
But he has attributes of Modric, although we'll never reach his
heights.
It will never be the best player in the world.
All right, that's good to know. See, you've learned something already.
But he'll work. What do you think of this new batch of young players coming into England? It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. But show me something, Flav. Get me something to get me off my seat. That's what I want to see. It's all good and well, like these guys coming through and you're thinking they're exciting. I was excited by Darius Vassell in his first couple of games for England.
Yeah.
But, you know,
against Turkey. Love the goal against Turkey.
Yeah. Love playing in Turkey. But all these players, you've got a certain amount of time to kind of keep the wave going.
Yeah, it's important.
Give it that second push.
It's important that all these players become regular squad members rather than just, you know, because if they haven't got a vision, they may do a plan and vision for these young players to become intrinsic parts of the England squad going forward, then there's no point in picking.
Yeah, and look, James Hazard is a good talking point because he's, you know, he's one of those players who's gone abroad to get those games and get that development, which I think he's going to get, which he is getting clearly already. I think there's getting a better understanding amongst England fans that players in the Championship, players going abroad, players that haven't played that many games in the Premier League yet, that doesn't mean they're not good, you know what I mean? And so I think there's a bit more understanding, which is something that Southgate's bravely kind of done, and so hopefully they start to deliver.
And also, I think it's exciting to see these young players. It makes the games interesting where otherwise they wouldn't be. You know, who cares about England versus Croatia in the National League or whatever the fucking hell it's called? But if you get to see some of these players play and play well, then you're like, fuck, this is good. Yeah. This is worthwhile.
Exactly. Republic of Ireland are playing Denmark and then Wales in the Nations League.
So what?
Harry Arter returned. Well, this is why I thought this was a little bit interesting. Right. Just because Harry Arter, did you see the whole spat with Roy Keane?
Yeah.
It was Stephen Ward, who's a bit like Adam, a bit of a snitch. He just he sent a WhatsApp message gossiping.
Yeah.
To Walters, I think, and basically said that Roy Keane was calling him all sorts, and it just made me think how awkward is it going to be that first training session? Because I think if you clear the air with Roy Keane, you don't clear the air with Roy Keane. You never clear the air.
He
with
Roy holds
Keane.
A grudge.
He holds a grudge. He's generally I'd be scared around him. There's an atmosphere there, isn't he? He's not like he's got devilish eyes. So it led me onto this question:
mm-hmm.
What footballers wouldn't you want to be stuck in a room with?
Oh, not him. I absolutely wouldn't him. Stuart Pearce.
I'd love to chat to Stuart Pearce.
No, Jesus, really?
I think he bores you. You've got the same haircut.
Right.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
I wrote down a few. Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
Because I just like, how's your week been? You're like, what do you think of Man United's chances? Yeah, Jose Mourinho, I think he's, you know, yeah, like the great comeback, wasn't it? He's just, I loved him so much as a player, and he's really ruined it for me. So I don't think I want to be in a room with him. Darren Anderson,
all of them. Tell me a footballer that I would want to be in a room with, like for any length of time.
Alan Kirbishley, lovely man. Lovely man, yeah, I was his runner, absolute joy.
Was he?
Yeah, it was my favourite day, it was the Thursday, it was the Europa League with Ray Houghton. And
what did you do for him?
Just get him his food and get him his tea. But
what,
like,
food? I bet you had an egg mayo sandwich.
No, he'd love a little curry. I don't think I'd love a little curry, James.
What is that? What he said?
I don't know. But he was like that. He'll have what he wants. He'd go for it. Whereas other people like Trevor Francis, every week salmon. That's all he wanted. And that's Trevor Francis, probably one of those.
What was he working on?
Al Jazeera Sport. So we're working on Europa League. Yeah, Kerbs and Ray Houghton would do it a lot. And the other games would be like, it'd be Champions League, so it'd be Lineker, Shearer, Hullett, Venables, people like that. And you dare not go in there. And because they would watch the game sat in that room.
Who was an absolute arsehole?
Who was an absolute arsehole? No one, really. Do you know what, though? Like, coming back to this, I chatted to Ian Dowie. And I sort of come in and like Ian Dowie's there and we're both in the office, just the two of us, and he'd been sacked about a year before from QPR and it'd been quite awkward. There was a documentary where it's clear that like the chairman's going, get this player on, and he put that player on, and as soon as, because I was a QPR fan, I was like, oh, right, let's talk about that, tried to bring out in conversation, he went,
what, he's pretty fit?
No, he just went super awkward, like he did not want to talk about it
really
at all. Yeah.
So he was just like a yes piece. Yes, a yes man.
A yes piece.
A yes piece.
A little bit. So I think that would make it awkward for people. Let us know in the comments below.
Didn't you see Terry Venables' willy?
Yeah, we've done that story though.
Have we?
Yeah. And on my 10K Q&A on my channel, quick plug, I go into more detail about Terry's.
Big one, wasn't it?
Solid.
Solid. What was it?
It wasn't solid. Sorry. I did that in the video. I did the exact same thing. The other one I had, Anton Ferdinand. It should be awkward, wouldn't it? Because you want to talk about QPR, but then what are you going to talk about when it comes to QPR?
And you saw his wang as well?
No, I'm seeing his wang.
Right.
What I'm saying is...
Just tell me about the ones who've seen their wangs, otherwise don't. It's boring.
Okay.
All right.
Have you seen a footballer's wang? Let us know in the comments below, and how big was it? Doesn't matter. It's what you do with it. That's what I tell people. Transfer news. There's been a transfer at Aston Villa, hasn't there, Ad? I see your thoughts. Do you want to come put it on the wide, Ad? Come have a chat with us about the Aston Villa managerial situation.
It's fine. It's genuinely fine.
It's not fine, is it?
It's fine.
Who am I?
What?
Brentford go down the fucking drain. You're going to finish ninth like you do every year.
That's not down the drain, is it?
Down the drain of mediocrity.
Dream? Yeah,
dream.
Yeah.
So Dean Smith has gone to Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Actually, I really enjoyed that yesterday when it came on the WhatsApp group, because I remember when Holloway got the sack and he showed no remorse whatsoever.
Didn't he actually just put, he celebrated loads of Holloway out messages all over the place,
didn't he? He's doing like tweets about taking pictures of me when I'm gutted. My boy Ollie's gone. Well, now your boy, who you didn't even like.
That was me.
Anyway, I'm no remorse.
I'm not that worried. I think it might derail our season. Like,
it's already been derailed.
Short term. I think we'll get the right man in.
Literally, no one cares.
Well, Aston Villa fans care.
They care about the thing. No one cares what happens to Brentford now.
No, of course not. What will Aston Villa fans be getting with the combo of Dean Smith, Google him, and John Terry?
That's a nice.
Well, Dean Smith. What again from Dean Smith?
He's a good coach. Plays nice football.
Good coach, plays nice football.
That's what you need to know.
Yeah.
Charisma of a cornflake.
Quite understated guy. Yeah, I wouldn't say he's charismatic. He gets the team playing good football.
Who's the new manager for Brentford?
Probably a guy called Thomas Frank.
That's one bloke, is it? Thomas Frank. That's not two blokes.
That sounds like two blokes.
He's been waiting in the wings for about 2 years. Brentford have been lining him up for a while as the next coach. So,
right.
I trust him.
What? You know what? Trying to spin that.
Believe what you want.
Just.
They've been lining him up for 2 years.
Yeah. Adam is really. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's mate, just like. Do you know that meme where there's like. It's like. It's twisted. Like the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
We'll find it and we'll put it in the video.
Yeah, like it's like that. That's Adam at the moment. It's like his world's crumbling around it. It's like, they don't know what to do.
Imagine like a sort of flock of bees, right?
Yeah.
Someone's just gone. Yeah. And they go, this is Brentford fans. Oh, no, he's been waiting 2 years to be in the manager. He'll be fine. What's his name? Thomas Frank?
What's his name? It's David Ryan. Isn't it?
What's his name?
He's got two first names. He can't be that good.
Trevor?
He's really mad.
John Terry's assistant manager. You think that's going to work out?
No. Yeah. But Adam made a great point in the office earlier. He said this has got to be the first time when the assistant manager is paid more than the manager.
Do you think that's the case?
Of course it's the case.
Do you know what I'd be wary of? Him, like, because assistant manager's kind of, he's your mate, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's kind of
he
like,
does your bidding.
Yeah, you be the bad cop, I'll be the good cop, right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to go like, who's an Aston Villa player? Like, give me an Aston Villa player.
Jack Grealish.
He's kind of, I'd be wary and worried. He'd get home from training. He goes, all right, love, I'm home. Who's in the living room?
John Terry.
Let's just come around for a cup of tea. Yeah. Jack, I just wanted to talk about training today.
Yeah, or you're just going, I've been putting it up your wife, what are you going to do? That's what it'll take.
Allegedly. Although, it's not allegedly.
No, he's not actually done it, he's making it up.
It was a bit.
I'll tell you someone I wouldn't want to be in a room with.
Go on.
Either John Terry's brother, Paul Terry.
You do not like Paul Terry, do you?
Utter scumbag.
Let's talk about football again.
Do you know what he did?
I don't want to go down
there.
This ain't that kind of podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No. Aaron Ramsey. Let's talk about Aaron Ramsey. Where is Aaron Ramsey going to be at the start of next season?
He's not going to be at Arsenal. That's a dead cert.
Another one.
DJ Khaled is a myth.
Can I just say before we start talking about this?
Yeah.
I keep getting tweets by some donor saying I've got an agenda against Arsenal. I don't care about Arsenal.
I think I know who he is because he's been in my DMs for about four months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm just like I don't.
Does it begin with an S?
I don't know. I don't read the name.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know who it is. Yeah.
Fucking guy is mad. He loves like he's watching this. He's 100% watching this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, look, mate. Honestly, mate. You're overthinking it. Okay, so let's talk about Aaron Ramsey today. So his deal is up at the end of this season.
Yeah.
And they were talking in the summer trying to get a deal sorted out. It looks like a deal was offered and Ramsey was going to take the deal, and then they've kind of withdrawn it.
It's strange.
So it makes you think that Emery kind of goes, "I'm not sure I need you." But some Arsenal fans are disappointed about it. And his management group, Avid Sports and Entertainment Group, they made it clear on social media in tweets that have now been deleted. The tweet said, there's nothing we can do. The club made a decision. Whilst another one said, he didn't want to leave, but now there is no option.
But that's madness. Like, even if you don't rate him, you don't let his contract run down. He's worth 50, 60 million. You know, if you put him up for sale, there'd be multiple clubs. In England, he fits into almost any team in the top six.
So he's linked with Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, and Juventus. Yeah,
so you've got four super rich clubs.
Yeah,
all bidding for him, and Arsenal's contract is run down. Let his contract run down again.
How good do you think he is?
I think he's an accomplished, good top level footballer in the Premier League. I think he gets into most of those top six sides.
I think he's competitive, isn't he, for most of those sides? I'm not sure.
I know he's not completely loved by Arsenal fans. I know they kind of some of them don't. I know
he's blown hot and cold.
Yeah, I suppose. But so much that's about who you're playing for and around and the atmosphere around him. So I think it's a bit harsh, especially to come back from what he did come back from as well in that injury and to be a top player once again.
Yeah.
I think what's it's a weird position. I mean, again, we're talking about Arsenal letting
another one
of their players let run their contract down, and the issue they've got now that they had with Alexis Sanchez, they got £30 million for a player who at the time was worth infinitely more. It turned out he hasn't had a great time at Man United.
Yeah, but at that time,
and then they've had to pay Ozil £350,000 a week.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get their house in order. So what's happening there? And is it a tactic? Or they just don't give a shit?
Do you know what I wonder? I wonder if... Because the games I've watched with Arsenal... Ramsey... I can't ever really figure out Ramsey's best position. I'm not sure... At the top level, good enough to be a...
Is it called? It's a Ramdeuter?
Is it Ramdeuter?
I might have butchered that.
Oh, is that the one? Is that like a Thomas Müller?
It's like, yeah, Space Invader.
Okay, Space Invader. Well, maybe that's it. Because, yeah, he's... I wonder about his... He doesn't own a game.
But you look at...
I wonder Arsenal...
I've been the critic of Dele Alli's at times. But you look at what he does off the ball, if you pay attention to it, and it causes such problems for the other team.
Yeah.
But you can't notice it unless you're actually watching it.
Yeah, he's always had an eye for a goal, like amazing goal at the last weekend, yeah, against Fulham. I just wonder if... I think they could be better using that money and getting someone else, because I think Ozil could play more centrally, and you can kind of get someone who's a bit more dynamic. I think Emery, the fact that they've withdrawn the offer feels like Emery's gone, how much will we have to offer him for him to stay? Okay, what's that come out of my budget? I'm okay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Or maybe it's not his decision, maybe it's the decision of
but he would have had input, and if Emery said that, then you have to think, well, actually, fair enough. He knows what's right for the team. You've seen him have a positive impact at Arsenal. If he thinks that money, you know, signing on fee and the 5-year contract that's worth, it's got to be on about 200k a week, which is a lot for Ramsey.
Yeah.
You might understand that. I appreciate that.
I do. I like that about. I like that situation for Arsenal. I think that's healthy for Arsenal that you're in a situation now where Emery has got. He's got some credit in the bank. He's got. He's got some trust of the fans for them to go. Okay, I think they know what they're doing. Is and it shows that kind of that freshness now that Arsenal have in the whole structure of that company. Gazidis obviously going as well. You've got a whole new board and manager, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think that change, even if they don't hit the same heights in the next 3 years, and you'll be able to pin that against the sort of Wenger last 3 or 4 years when everyone's getting so angry, I still think the kind of the feeling is a lot better at Arsenal, and that's a good step forward. Because if this was the same situation, Wenger was the manager, and Wenger's going, oh, I'm not sure I want him. Mm. People would be going mad about it,
yeah,
I reckon.
Because they question his.
Because they don't trust him, yeah.
And Emery, you've got to trust him. You've got to trust his prediction. The problem here, though, isn't that Emery's been forced to make this decision. Whereas if you signed a new contract 2 years ago, they say, well, let's put him up for sale. And then you get £50-60 million and you get the wages off of it.
So you've got Liverpool, Chelsea, Man United, and Juventus. If you're Aaron Ramsey, which one of those three do you think would be the best fit for him?
I think Liverpool would probably be the best place for him to go. Man City, I don't see him starting every week, and he'd have to fight for his place.
Did Man City want him? Or was it Man United?
I think Man United's a bit of a mess as well currently. I think Liverpool, in terms of a club on the up and the good atmosphere that they've got going on there.
I'd go Juventus, man.
Well, it seems like a Juve thing, but do you want to go into that?
He'd be good there, you know.
Like, imagine going into a club and you've got like Ronaldo there. He's a bit. What do you think of that?
Ronaldo, I couldn't comment on it. I don't know the truth. Let the courts decide.
You're duty bound. It don't look good for him. Doesn't look good for him.
Well, he says he hasn't done it.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he says he hasn't. So there will be. Let's not comment on that.
No.
But what we will comment on is the information that obviously the attitude from male football fans around Ronaldo, based on evidence of a Twitter, they looked at Twitter's male Twitter Ronaldo fans and football fans. The negative comments about Ronaldo didn't go up at all, only on female fans where it went up. So what I'm saying is, football's a weird sport, isn't it? Well, we follow a weird sport where we forgive players and people for doing terrible things. I don't know if Ronaldo has done these things, doesn't look good for him, but he may well not have done. But we forgive people doing horrendous things because they're good at football.
Do you know?
I've got a problem with that.
Do you know the flaw in the discussion with that those kind of things often is you think of things from your point of view, and so often a lot of men who are respectful to women are going, well, I would never do that, and so you come from that kind of that mindset,
yeah.
And women go, well, I would never lie about something like that because it's horrific. So they're coming from that mindset, and so that's why I think that's why there's a bigger difference, because women would go, someone wouldn't lie about something so awful, and yeah. So that must be true. Whereas blokes, I think, are going, well, I wouldn't do it, so I don't want to really comment on it yet.
Yeah, well, there's a part of that, but the actual, if you look at the transcripts and the information, it's a lot more than just that. If you read them, you think, EA are taking them off his website.
Really?
So it's just look, let's move on. I'm just saying, maybe football fans, I don't think human beings generally can look at things and think, I don't care as long as they're doing well for my side.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's not me.
Like Adam Johnson, he might get a football club.
Can we just pause for a second? I just want to make sure it's still recording, which it is, so I'm happy. So
it's like 33 minutes already.
I know. That's okay. Really? That's all the football stuff done, so we should be fine.
Alright.
I haven't got much. There isn't that much more to do.
Maybe just do one dream.
Just, we won't do room 69.
Yeah.
We're fine. I think we're fine.
Alright.
Oh, sorry, because we're starting to stay under 40, aren't we?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay. Right, I'll fly through the trivia thing. That's easy.
Just take one bit out.
I'll do one dream, and then I want to do the birds, and I've got a new thing. It's birds and flames, so okay. It gets Adam out of birds and that. Anyway.
Go on then. Just go. We can cut some of that. We'll probably cut all that Ronaldo stuff out. If you want?
Okay. Yeah, well, let's see. Right. Okay. So should we not do disappointing headlines?
Yeah.
Fuck it. Yeah. Okay. Right. Are you on a different camera, mate?
Yeah.
Football trivia time, Flav.
Yeah.
And I've done a little twist on it now. We're going down a new road of football trivia. The old, who am I? Do the voice. I want a voice thing. Voice echo on that ad.
Alright.
Do it again.
Who am I? Thanks. So last week we asked you, and it's the final one of these kind of ones, we asked you which five 2018-19 Premier League clubs have non-British captains, and Loz quite quickly said one that wasn't on the list, which was Antonio Valencia. So there's six, I think.
Okay.
So Antonio Valencia is one. Lauren Koscielny, of Arsenal, of course.
Lloris.
Lloris, yep, of Spurs. Vincent Kompany of Man City.
Yeah.
Wes Morgan of Leicester City.
He's from Jamaica.
He is.
I don't know why I did that. Sorry.
Didn't fully commit to it, which I'm pleased about. Yeah. Bruno. Brighton Hove Albion.
Who cares? Go.
This week, who am I? I have a Premier League winner's medal, having played as a winger for five English clubs, three of them being in London.
Ooh.
I played for my country in the 2006 World Cup, and I also played in Europe and Africa. Who am I?
You played in Africa? Oh, I thought I knew what it was.
Let us know in the comments below. Right, it's that time.
What?
Footballer's dreams can happen to you. Look at Flav, he's had two. Occasionally they happen, but you know they gotta be strong. Right. This first one's from Martin Hole. That's Martin Hole.
What, hole as in?
H-O-L-E.
Not this.
That's a hole, yep.
Yep.
As in this. Hey! Ah! Banter, isn't it? Banter. It makes no sense to me. I don't get it. Anyway, hashtag footballer's dreams. Once I dreamt I went to a party with Gareth Bale and his entourage. We were all having a laugh, having a few drinks. Then one of the guys goes off on his own for something a little bit more substantial. Brackets, for want of a better word, drugs.
Right.
He dies instantly. No convulsions, no other reactions.
Dead.
Insta-death.
Nice.
Needless to say, Bale is not happy. He starts snarling and frothing at the mouth. Before long, Bale's gone and a hulking beast is in his place, tearing up the party and killing everyone in sight. Then who should arrive? None other than Samuel L. Jackson. He snaps the Bale's beast's neck, which then turns into a small white dog. Standard.
Yeah.
That is one of my favourites so far. I love that.
I say just say no.
There you go. Good. That's this week's dreams. Let us know your footballers' dreams in the comments below. Any analysis of that one quickly, Flav?
Don't do drugs.
Cool. Right, new thing now, right? We've heard of Flame's advice. We've heard of Birds and That. Adam doesn't want to do Birds and That anymore, disappointingly.
No.
The woman who claimed that she'd slept with you, she's gone quiet in the comments.
Yeah.
So that's not good either, right? So, but someone... I'll give you his first name, I'll give you his second name, because he seems a bit nervy.
Everyone likes a bit of Rumpy Pumpy, don't they?
Of course they do. But then some people love a bit of Birds and That gossip.
Go on.
And they love a bit of advice.
What?
So
hit me.
This guy, Tyler...
I have no idea what this is.
Okay, that's fine. Well, stick with me. This guy, Tyler, right... He tweeted me and goes, I need some advice.
Right.
About
good
lady stuff. Okay.
Lady stuff.
Well, birds. Right, so let us know any female gossip or male gossip, whatever. Love gossip, and we'll answer it for some Birds and Flames. Right, so this is the comment room. Tyler says, hopefully no one is clever enough to find me in these comments, but I need some Flames advice. I have a job that allows me to work remotely.
Say his name.
Huh?
You just said his name.
Full name.
Alright, okay.
No, I just said his first name.
Well, how many of those do you reckon have asked in the comments?
I don't know. Well, no, people find him in the comments, but I don't think he doesn't want his mates finding him.
Go on.
Fortunately, his podcast...
I get it, I'm sorry.
I have jobs that allows me to work remotely, so I move all over the world, spending a few months in each city, then moving on.
Good life. What do you do, tell us about?
Yeah, let us know. Because I think this can keep going for a while.
Yeah.
I'm a single fella, so this usually makes for a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah.
I use the dating apps and... always let the birds know up front about my lifestyle and try to stay open about all the travelling I'll be doing.
Please, please send us what you say. A description. Let us know.
Love that. travelling I'll be doing, and that it is always, brackets, probably a short term thing. I like that.
Yeah. So smart. There is no misconception that this is going to lead to a relationship.
Yeah.
Just in a quick little bit of the in out and then get out.
And they can, and the girl goes, oh, he's a nice guy, he's been up front with me.
Yeah.
That allows me to be more frivolous with my
body.
Anyway, I'm in Lyon now, and I hastily started messaging women without really reading much of their bio on the dating apps. And I get a hit from one and start chatting with her. Is that what you call it, Adam? A hit?
No, it's a match.
Oh, it's a match, is it?
A hit?
Hit,
yeah. Aggressive, isn't it?
After sort of making a connection and agreeing a date, I go back and read her bio to see more about her. And it turns out, here we go, she's in an open relationship and her boyfriend is merely away for a month or so and she just wants some fun.
Yeah.
That's a bit odd to me, but I guess people can do whatever they want and ultimately it should work out timing-wise and all will be good anyway, so I still meet up. Well, we've met up a few times and she's completely taken by my shit French accent and American-style English and apparently is considering leaving her boyfriend now.
Wow.
Ouch. She knows I won't be staying around and that I'm not up for a distance relationship or maybe any relationship with her. And the fact he's saying, or maybe any relationship with her, makes it clear that he does not want a relationship with her, in my opinion. How terrible does this make me? Question. To try to answer some questions, yes, her boyfriend knows about me.
Mm-hmm.
And knows how much she cares about me.
Wow.
Yes, it is fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yes, she is quite good looking. I'll be leaving mid-November. Boyfriend is coming back in late October.
Yeah.
I do not plan on seeing her when her boyfriend returns. What should I do? What are my obligations here? I don't want to hurt her, obviously, but she is one of the only friends I have here, and she is quite good to me and fun to be around. Anyway, I'm just checking in. Love the pod. Keep it up. Wowza. So I want us to offer up some advice, but I want people in the comments to offer up some advice as well. What does this guy do? Adam, have a think. Flav, what do you think here?
He stops talking to her
immediately.
I don't think he needs to ghost her, but he needs to,
the old Adam ghost.
The old spooky the Casper. Yeah, he doesn't need to ghost her, but he this isn't a healthy situation.
Are you looking for a swift phase out here?
I think she needs to say, look, I'm leaving in November, this is stupid, your boyfriend's coming back, this is going to end in tears, let's just be adults and stop seeing each other.
Is it, I'm just putting this out there, is it weird if he continues to enjoy their relationship?
No, it's not. It's if he's cool with it.
And you know what I mean when I'm saying, because she's probably going to be relationshiping with the boyfriend as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. She said that she's in an open relationship, which means that she has a partner that she spends her time with, she cares about. If she's considering leaving it, my experience of open relationships are that they are a precursor to the end of the relationship, and it's just an easier way of dealing with things. It isn't easy.
Very quick question for you, Ad. Thoughts on the flow of bodily fluids between these three people?
Disgusting.
Well, I'm sure don't like that. That would put me off.
I'm sure there are other men.
I would say, for the good of the podcast,
so
and for the update,
up, it doesn't really matter.
I know. There's, I don't know.
But is he though?
But is he though?
Is he?
That's a pretty important question.
A lot of moving parts, isn't there? For the good of the pod, I would like you to continue the relationship and see what other weird situations you could get in. That would be great.
Because there's no way that you're actually going to take advice and end it, because that's a really difficult thing to do. What you're going to actually do is you're going to just let this keep going until you leave in November and run away from it, which is what most people would do.
Yeah.
So until mid-November, let us know. Keep us up to date. What happens?
Yeah. What's the weirdest situation you can get yourself in here, mate?
What's his name?
His name's Tyler.
Tyler Advice. Let us know. What do you think in the comments below? # Tyler Advice. Let's see what the general consensus is and see where this goes from here.
Because the comments, they're not just for us. They're for us. See what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, so when you say us, you're not talking about me and you. You're talking about everyone in the comments and listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
It's
my favourite thing.
Us is weird.
Tell me about you.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the end of the podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. Like we said at the start of the podcast, go on to, is it iTunes or where can they find it?
Yeah, iTunes, Downcast, any of the podcast apps. Go to Acast as well. You can find it all there. We're everywhere now. Remember also, if you're with us, you're still with us, then please go to iTunes, review, download, subscribe, and rate, and push
give it a push.
Yeah,
give it a nudge,
because it's nice being the podcast that no one has heard of and no one listens to, It'd be quite nice to be the podcast that people listen to as well.
Let's let that hang in the air. See you next week.
Or don't.
Yeah, up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.